So I vividly remember how much I used to stalk my ex on social media, especially on Facebook, because he used to be on Facebook a lot. And I remember how many times I checked his profile after he broke up, how many times I checked when was the last time he logged in, what pages did he like, or whether or not he had like any kind of new posts with anybody, or like any pictures. So I definitely know how that feels. Hi, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about how to stop stalking your ex on social media. And this is something that I struggled with for a long time because I was in a relationship for many years, and we were on and off. We had multiple breakups, and every time I can definitely remember that every time we broke up, I used to go on Facebook and start checking his profile, whether he has new photos, he has new posts, or like anything like that, just like to figure out or to know what's going on in his life. And I can tell you from experience now that this is not a healthy thing for you to do. I definitely remember how much pain it caused me, and that I used to get all kinds of misunderstanding. It was like if he has a certain post, and then I would just jump right into a conclusion and say, "Oh my God, like he's over me, like he's over it, and he's on to his new life." So I would just, I think that the number one thing that stalking your ex on social media does to you is that it renews the pain that you have inside of you. Does that mean that you're already like over the pain and that like you're on for something better? It does help. Of course, it does help when you are not stalking your ex on social media because it allows you time to disconnect from the energy that this person had with you. And so it's very important for you to remember that stalking your ex on social media, like it's not helpful for you because it's something that is going to you continue to keep you connected or keep you thinking about your ex and just wondering about what is going on in his life or whether he met something else or whether or not he's over you. So it puts you in a state of mind that is not going to serve you, where you're going to have your thoughts being consumed with your ex and what's going on in his life. And you're going to be still in the vicinity of his energy. And I like to talk about energy so much because this is definitely something that I did not realize when I was going through that breakup, that we do not just connect with people in their presence. We connect with people through how much energy we invest into, like thinking about them, wondering what's going on in their lives, checking, like past memories, like pictures or photos or things like that, that we did together. So you could be separated from someone and yet still have your energy connected to that person. So that means that you're not free from the relationship yet. The physical distance, of course, it helps tremendously in your being able to heal because it allows you the freedom to be exposed to new things, new thoughts, new people, for you to reflect back and to learn. And to say, hey, this is why this relationship did not work, and this is what I'm going to use it for, and this is what I'm going to do about it. So there is so much that you can take away from just giving yourself the opportunity of distancing yourself from your ex, because it allows you to clear your energy and for you to break free from the emotional, physical, and mental attachment that you had for your ex. Versus when you continue to stalk your ex on social media, it definitely means that you're still thinking about him. So that means you're still putting energy into him, because every thought that you think about your ex means that like it bonds you with him even further. So every time you think about him, you are recalling him back to your life. And then you say, well, hey, well, does that mean that if I think about him more, he's going to come back to me? Well, I don't think so. Because you can be thinking about someone or something on the positive side or on the negative side. So like if you're thinking about your ex and then you're just like angry or frustrated, but at the same time you miss him, and then you're just wondering why did he do all of that, but you still have emotions for him. There's so much conflict going on. There's so much conflict going on within you that you don't even realize that you're not serving yourself by keeping yourself in this confused place. Versus if you just make the decision and say, hey, like, regardless of whether or not we're going to get back together, that's not the conversation that I'm talking about here. I'm not, just realize, please, that I'm not into talking you back into the relationship. I'm not here to talk to you about like how to get back to your ex. I'm here to talk to you about what's going to serve you, what's going to help you let go, heal, find your own peace, and find your way back to yourself. And definitely stalking your ex on social media is not going to help you do that whatsoever, because every time you do that, you're taking one step back, and you are going back to repeating the same thoughts. You're just questioning yourself more. And let's say that you see something that you did not like on his social media profile, like pictures with someone else, or posts that, you know, like he's bashing you in, or he's just complaining or talking crap about relationships or being in a relationship, or, you know, stuff like that. Do you think that you're going to walk away from his social media profile feeling great? Just tell me, when was the last time you checked your ex's social media profile and you got off, or you got up feeling amazing, feeling like $1 million? When was the last time you did that? It did not happen to me, certainly. So stalking his social media profiles is not serving you. It's not going to serve you. You're going to see something there that is going to sit you, like, to make you even more angry, you know, more sad, more frustrated. It's gonna instill even more doubt in yourself about your self-worth, like whether you're not good enough, like why did he do that to you? And you are going to start to renew the same old conversation that was going on in your head that is not taking you forward, that's not taking you out of the box of these emotions that are not serving you. So my invitation to you today is to reflect back on what I shared with you on this episode, and just anytime you feel the tempt to go and check one of your ex's social media profiles, like before you do that, I just want you to take 5 seconds. It's 5 seconds, and you can use the famous 5 seconds rule. So you can say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pause. I just want you to pause and ask yourself this question. Why do I want to check his social media profile? Why? Just ask yourself this question. Why do I want to check his social media profile? Why? What are you looking for there? Are you looking for evidence that he still loves you, that he still wants you, that he still like is thinking about going back to you? Well, guess what? I hate to break the truth for you, but if he wants to reach back to you, does he not have your phone number? Does he not know how to reach back to you on any of your social media profiles? Like, he does. So you stalking his social media profile, just thinking that by doing that, you're going to find something that make you feel good about yourself, that's an illusion. That's a lie, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If he wants to reach back to you, he would have done it if he wanted to. If he did not reach back to you, that means he does not want to. And you do not need to do that either. And then if you say, well, why do I want to check his social media profile? And then you say, well, I just want to check if he moved on with his life. Well, you already broke up. So why do you care or not whether he moved with his life or he has a new relationship with someone else or not? Why? Because you still have emotions for him. You still have feelings for him. That's okay. I get that. But by you checking his social media profile, you're just putting yourself down. And then the other question that you can ask yourself is this going to make me feel great? Is this going to make me feel good? Do you think that after you get off his social media profile, you're going to feel great? I doubt it. I don't think so. Take the time to just reflect back on these two questions and write the answer somewhere. Have them right in front of you and remind yourself day in and day out that what does not serve you in your life does not need to be in your life anymore. Just divorce yourself from anything that's not serving you in your life. And you could start doing that by today. Also, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can get notification every time we put on a new episode. Take care of yourself. Continue to show up to yourself day in and day out. I know it's not easy. I know it can be painful. It is painful and lonely. But remember that I'm here talking to you from a place of love, of appreciation, of companionship, because I've been there and I know how it feels like. But at the same time, I'm telling you there is a way out of it. So just continue to feel good about your life, yourself, but at the same time, do and make the decisions, do the things that are going to serve you. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast. I'll talk to you in our next episode. Bye for now.